Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Travel between the stars can be long and tedious. Past the time, Tumask and Bosch Trebia delved into Levo 3's memories to see the first time he and young Bosch met. In a prison of Imperial Stronghold World, a notorious rebel leader crosses paths with a young, false-sensitive boy and his boon companion. Little do either know that their chance encounter will set in motion events that will change the face of the galaxy. Meanwhile, outside the prison, rebel freedom fighters and partisans, including a beat-up old security droid and a reluctant pilot for hire, work to rescue their leader from captivity.
And we cut to the Fiona, right?
Yes.
The Fiona coming out of hyperspace on the Borosk system.
Yeah.
So you guys are in the cockpit. I assume you guys have a little bit more of a plan. Since the last scene you guys have talked to Fulcrum and found out that there's a sewer system. Tom used a light side point for that. That there's a sewer system that goes into the structure that makes up the prison. It's an old repurposed stone building that was once a castle. So of course they have secret entrances. Mm-hmm. So the ship comes out of hyperspace. You guys are making your way towards the planet. We'll start in the cockpit. What are you guys looking like? What are you guys doing?
Tal is sitting in the gunner's seat, crocheting himself a new hat.
Reese is in the back. He's probably not in the cockpit. He's in the back of the Fiona somewhere. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, constructing, like, this decoy bomb kind of a thing. So he's, like, tying together fuses, setting up, you know, some, like, delays and things like that. So he's setting up his mass bomb, his brilliant display for the group.
Okay. What about Levo?
Levo is sitting... probably, like, in one of the minibar areas, I guess. Wherever there's a table.
Are you not in the cockpit?
I guess, yeah, in the cockpit. That makes sense. Yeah. He's in the cockpit, like, co-piloting and cleaning his TT-24.
Okay. You two are having, just chatting, maybe? Having a moment?
Smuggling? How's that?
Smuggling's one word for it. I'm a free trader.
Sure. Just like I'm a law enforcement droid still.
Yes, exactly. Aren't euphemisms great?
They can be, sure. Makes it easy to blend in.
Seriously, it's fine, though. I get to meet all kinds of different individuals. I get to be independent at the same time. Best possible life, if you ask me.
Yeah, independence is good.
You can help yourself to some hot cocoa if you want. Just press that
button. I couldn't.
Oh, pardon me. Is that rude?
You know, one time Levo does laugh about it. No, it's fine. As in real life, I drink a thing. Nah. Yeah, I used to do a lot of things, run with a lot of different people, but, you know,
what
circumstances
does someone
happen.
Like you run with?
All kinds, all types. Mostly, never criminals, but sometimes shadier people.
You don't consider your lot criminals of a kind, Sagarera?
These people? I wouldn't know. Run with these people in the past. It's not exactly something I saw coming. They needed a gun. I have a gun. And I'm a droid. And I was in disrepair, so I went for some repairs and woke up with a new subroutine.
I can empathize. I go where the money is and you go where you're told to. It's similar.
Sort of.
You're a droid. What do you know about ethics?
Oh!
Shots fired.
Wow.
Damn.
Well... I don't know. What would I?
You know, it's great to just have an open conversation with someone.
Yeah, it is. Levo suddenly turns himself off.
I snap my fingers.
The moment that after Levo's been off for like a few seconds, Tal just calmly looks up from his crocheting and goes, "You know, actually, I think a droid would probably be the perfect adherent for a sort of manifest determinism." You know, because they have the possibility to, and he just kind of trails off in this, like, very, like,
beautiful mind
kind of complex sounding, like, I think it's Kantian theory of morality. Anyway.
So while you're doing that, Erdan, who's sitting in the other back seat with you, just says, "I wish I could turn him off." So what about you? What's your story? You don't.
You're not paying for that.
Nice.
Fair enough. Well, I thought I'd be nice, considering he talked, and he's still talking. This other one to my.
So that means that if one person goes to the library and takes and keeps the book, what?
No one wants to hear that.
Wow. Okay.
We're all stressed because of a job. We're just trying to like.
Sorry.
It's hard to be mad at you.
That's really nice. Thanks, buddy. It's hard to be mad at you, too. Aww.
You're not stressed. You probably see this thing all the time.
We're not stressed.
See, when you said it the first time, I thought you were playing it cool. But now I'm like, thou doth protest too much.
All in a day's work.
And as you say that, you start... you get an alarm blinking on your ship saying you're trying to be hailed.
Come in.
Freighter Fiona. This is the Imperial Star Destroyer. Let's
get started. Sorry. Dave, I know it's your first day, but you have to remember the name of the ship or we're going to...
my moment. This was the first ship I was hailing.
All right, you can have one more shot.
Freighter, the Fiona. This is Star Destroyer Meridian.
You're doing a great job, Dave.
Thank you. It's not how you... This is restricted Imperial space. What are you doing here?
I have a delivery for Commandant Kern.
Commandant Kern? Let's check. Is there a Commandant Kern? Is he scheduled for a delivery?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Check the log.
Well, you're the one who hailed the ship. Why didn't you check the log?
Because I'm the comms officer.
Oh, I see.
Do you have clearance codes?
Yes. Did we get them?
Yep. Tom just flipped the light side point. Got them from Fulcrum. Yeah. Yes.
We do have the clearance codes.
All right, here we go. Clearance codes. Those are up to date. Fiona, you are... free to travel.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks. I just don't like it when people use my first name. Now they know my first name, and it cuts off.
There's like a pop-up on the ship, like, please fill out this survey. Use the member name Dave.
Honestly, I think
was your experience?
Something that we're finding through the recording of this podcast is that the funniest thing about Star Wars is the just normal ass people who work in the Imperial bureaucracy.
That has always been the funniest thing to me.
It's amazing. You know, Grand Moff Tarkin's, secretary had like an intern or something.
Right. Like someone was getting Darth Maul's coffee at one point.
I just want to establish that Dave definitely is spelled D-A-I-V.
Yes.
Just in case anyone's interested at home.
Your last name is...
I think Dave's the last name.
Dave is the last
name. No, I established it as the first. Well, we'll find out what his last name is.
You can flip a dark side point if you want it to be your last name instead.
No, I'm good. I'll save those.
All right. Just putting it out there.
So we get a shot of the Fiona just flying past this imposing Star Destroyer. And as it passes it, we get a shot from behind and we see this yellow planet as it flies down and flies in. The Imperial Star Destroyer gives you landing coordinates for nearby the prison. It's an Imperial facility where you could offload and unload cargo. The ship lands. The Fiona can come down in it if you want to bring it there, or if you want to sneak away somewhere else and not land in that facility.
I would think the entrance to the sewers probably is a little further off. So, like, you drop us off and then make like you're delivering stuff.
Yeah, and we use the decoy explosion later.
You deliver the explosives!
Ooh. Okay.
So you drop the rest of the team off at the entrance.
All of us.
The sewer.
Like, yeah. You can come with us. Lisa comes with us, and then you can set it on a timer. And then they're just like, oh yeah, these crates. Let's just break
you
up.
Just detonate it remotely.
So I have an idea.
Nice.
Yeah, like, oh, she got the crates in here.
Beware of Greeks bearing gifts.
Yeah, just disguise it. Like, just disguise it in something.
So the ship lands. You land on the landing pad, I'm assuming. For nearby the prison, it's in that Imperial facility I was just describing. Alright, so as we understand the plan, Adrius, you're gonna stay here with the ship, with Reese to plant the bomb, whereas me, Levo, and Tal...
What?
Me, Levo, and Tal are gonna go in and we're gonna try to sneak through these sewers to get to the prisoners. Listen, your language isn't easy! Stop making fun of me!
Nobody's making fun of you.
Tal, stop it! You know I'm sensitive!
No, it just reminded me of a joke. It was,
joke?
You go up to someone and you know, and regardless of the weather, whatever, you ask them, you say, hey, have you seen any snoo lately? And they say... They say, what's snoo? And then you say, what's snoo with you?
Oh, okay, yeah, it took me a second. I get it. It's kind of pretty funny. Guys, he hasn't lost his sense of humor, am I right?
We're all gonna die.
So the landing ramp starts lowering, and as Levo, Tal, and Erdan start walking down the landing ramp, an Imperial officer is there. And he holds up his hand.
Excuse me, but you're not allowed to come on planet. What are you doing?
What?
You know the rules. No aliens are allowed on world.
Oh, we were sent here to help clear out a blockage in your sewer system.
Uh-huh.
No humans want to do that.
Rules are rules. No humans are allowed on world. Or no non-humans are allowed on world. So, ta-ta.
Reese comes down... And he's a human, as everyone knows. Yeah. And he's excuse me, sir.
This is me flipping a dark side point where the no humans are allowed on the planet itself. Or non-humans are allowed on the planet itself.
Okay.
Non-humans.
Non-humans are not allowed.
Got it. Sorry, these gentlemen are with me. We're just trying to sort out this sewer problem. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Not familiar with the sewer problem, but you're more than welcome to come. However, those two aliens... Be forced to stay on the ship.
Oh, guys, can we talk on the ship real quick?
Is the Imperial Force by himself?
No, he's there with two stormtroopers as well. Okay. And, like, you see other stormtroopers walking around, Imperial pilots walking around, little mouse droids wheeling about. It's a very busy station. You see
so the
TIE gunship fighters
probably long. Wouldn't work.
Yeah, probably wouldn't
okay.
work.
Probably
not. on the planet where his army also lives.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, guys, let's just go back up landing ramp for a second. We'll sort this out. We'll sort this out.
I suppose you will.
Now, I hope I'm still going to get paid. I signed a subcontract, and I, you know, and Erdan grabs me and grabs Tal and turns him around.
Yeah. So you guys walk back up the ship.
Okay, guys, this is a problem. Me and Tal can't do it. Adrius? Reese?
I'm not getting paid for that. I was paid for flying.
We could pay you more.
They can pay you more.
What do you say, fellow human?
I'm part of the team. Like, I'm fine with it. You're the subcontractor.
I wonder if I can go. That wasn't really established.
I think droids are fine.
Yeah, all right.
So you three...
Who's gonna plant the bombs?
Erdan looks at Tal and he looks back at you and he's like, I guess it's gonna have to be. Can you show me how to do it one armed?
He's just like,
yeah. I mean, I feel like you have them set up where they're like waiting just to detonate.
Yeah,
true. Like, you only need a button.
Hit a button on your watch and
yeah, on your comm thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So, foolishly, I set up a two-point trigger. So you're okay. Both gonna have to press it together.
That was like a serious design.
I thought I was gonna be the one. Last time I had the explosive go off on me accidentally. That's why I lost my ear. Okay? I didn't think I was gonna have to give it to a one-armed man and Tal.
Hey, Reese, I couldn't hear you. Could you speak up?
I was speaking loud enough for myself.
All right, never mind. New podcast storyline.
Oh, boy. These irascible scallions.
Irascible scallions.
Mm-hmm. Going into the sewers.
So, Reese goes over the two-point trigger with Erdan and Tal. Or Reese goes over the two-point trigger with Erdan and Tal.
So yeah, we have a quick, like, not like a montage, but like a quick scene of silently you guys just like talking it over and pointing. And then it cuts to the three of you walking down the landing ramp. The Imperial Commandant talks to you for a little while, goes over your papers, and then you are free to go. And you are escorted out of the Imperial facility into the streets of Borosk. Now, Borosk itself, the streets aren't at ground level. It's all just tons of these giant stone Gothic-like structures, and there's lots of stairs leading up and going this way and that way, and they're all platforms connecting them. It's almost M.C. Escher-esque in that you can't really find like where one begins and the other ends.
Your maps must be insane.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
not handicapped accessible at all.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh.
You see some civilians going back and forth. They're all human. There are some droids wandering around, but there are lots of stormtroopers and Imperial checkpoints.
Right, so we go to the nearest sewer entrance. Cool. Where it looks quiet. No one's around.
Let's keep going with that. So we cut to, just like it's a montage of you guys walking through the streets, cameras, you know, maybe looking over on top of you, lots of establishing shots, a lot of close-ups is maybe like of your eyes as you walk past stormtroopers.
So I'm imagining it's kind of like Venice or something like that.
Yeah.
Lots of bridges, lots of like
Venice sky, if it was Venice. Gray.
Yeah. No, not gray. Oh, yellow and brown. Yellow,
brown.
Right. Yeah. Got yeah, the sky is yellow.
Kind of the house, but it's
yeah.
kind of
the building is
something else.
Yeah.
So it's like
and
a
maybe
lot
it's
of
over
like shots of like tourists gathering and things like that, and we're just trying to blend in.
I don't think there's a lot of tourists, but there are like some people there, occasionally
some
like
an
admiring
attraction?
The architecture. Well, it would have been until
Seems
the Empire
like it.
Took it over.
Oh,
so
I see.
They cracked down and made it a stronghold world. So
Got
in a
it.
Better time, it would have been a beautiful place to vacation. Now.
Now just high-ranking Imperial bureaucrats with too much money to throw around. Like Russian oligarchs vacationing in the Crimea.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
There's definitely, like, a moth somewhere on planet who's just, like, enjoying himself having a fun time.
I love these quaint outer worlds. So charming.
So we find the sewer entrance.
Yep. So, yeah, you find a sewer grate. And it's sealed shut. What do you guys do?
I need to open it.
Cool. Now, are you trying to do it discreetly where there's no stormtroopers around?
Yes.
Cool. So how do you try to open it?
Got a bunch of
blaster.
I've got a bunch of explosives, but that probably
not
draw too much attention.
Probably not quiet enough. Do you have maybe a...
Maybe just some sort of just broken. Little fusion laser cutter thing?
Do you guys have them? You have lightside points.
Yeah, we can flip a lightside point.
Sure, we can flip a light side.
So you flip a light side point, and you pull out your fusion cutter.
Yep. And so Reese goes to opening up the sewer grate.
Yep. You cut it. Make a group stealth check to avoid an Imperial patrol. It's going to be difficulty
is
two.
Is it?
Three green, one yellow, and then two purple with that.
Still really good.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Oh, was it supposed to be me? I think somebody else was supposed to roll. Since I'm not participating.
You're participating as Reese.
Is this going to work?
Yeah, no,
is this
going
to work with Jake? I'm just trying to say that...
John's trying to mulligan because he failed.
But it's bad.
So Reese is starting to cut through the grate when two stormtroopers... You hear from behind you.
Hey, what are you doing there?
You turn around and there's two stormtroopers watching you as you're trying to cut through this grate. What do you three do?
Just scheduled maintenance.
So you're going to lie?
Yes.
All right. Roll bluff.
Okay.
Roll deception.
Deception.
It's going to be difficulty 3.
Okay.
Because Levo's the best at these skills. One yellow.
Oh, boy. Maybe.
Nope. Nope. I failed.
The stormtroopers raise their blasters.
Scheduled maintenance? Yeah, right. You don't look like maintenance crew at all. Get away from there. Hands up.
I pull out my blaster and I shoot him and yell, keep welding. Or keep cutting.
Combat starts. We're going to start with rolling vigilance, which should be...
No plan survives contact with the enemy.
I don't have any statistics.
We'll say it's... Is it bombing? We'll say it's just 2 green.
2 green. Okay.
Yeah. Flying by the seat of our pants with him.
Ooh, 1 success.
Yep.
3 successes for them.
Stormtroopers.
Vigilance?
Yes. I have 1 rank for vigilance. Does that make sense?
Oh, yep. Yeah. So it would be 1 or 2 green and or sorry.
Oh. Which is not agility. 1 green, 1 yellow.
Perfect.
Vigilance is what?
And yeah, no difficulty dice for this.
Woo! Nicely done.
Who wants to go first?
I was pulling out my gun. Initiating, so.
Alright, so Levo, you draw.
This is what? Medium range or close, I guess?
Yeah, this will be close range.
Okay.
And it's going to be difficulty 1 at close.
Okay. Yeah, I.
Just barely.
Succeed. But wait, I think I crit on 3.
Well, you have your old blaster.
Yeah, I believe. Yes, I crit.
Cool. I
have 1 threat, so no.
Yep, so you have,
I have 2 advantages. A success and 2 advantages. Alright, so I do 6 damage from my blaster. I'll use both to give them a black die.
Okay.
So
you pull out your blaster, you shoot them. How much damage do you deal?
6.
6 damage. So you take a shot off at them. Because they still have health, they're both still alive, but they sort of dive for cover, and they didn't expect you to shoot.
Yeah, I would like to dive for cover as well. Yep. That's my maneuver.
There's not a lot of cover around here.
Yeah,
we'll
there
say,
isn't, I guess.
I'm going to use a dark side point and say there's no cover.
Sure.
You guys are just sort of like up against
a
stone wall in an alley.
Right.
Yep, using a dark side point for that.
That's fine.
So yeah, these guys duck around the mouth of the alley. Now villain slot, they're going to take a shot, and they're going to shoot at Reese.
I guess I'm by the sewer. Okay.
Yep.
Oof.
Ooh, 2 successes. 7, 8. Since we don't have health for him, we're going to say he takes a hit in the shoulder pretty hard.
Got it. I can keep track of it. I can base it off of...
We can do a lot of things via Fiat with that character. And Tal and Erdan.
Got it.
So now hero slot. Either Reese or Adriest.
So no advantages or anything, right?
Nope. I gave them the black guy.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Let me add that.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh,
hey!
So yeah, 1 less damage.
There you go.
Right.
Probably makes sense for me to if you're lasering. Mm.
Very true. Very true. It's going to take me a second to get my blaster out. Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I grab my blaster.
Oh, it's working.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
Holy
so you got a triumph.
Nice.
A lot of damage.
Oh my god.
Holy cow.
So while Levo like dies and starts pulling shots out, Adrius pulls out her blaster and really cleanly, pew pew, 2 shots, downs them both.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Wow. Sorry. Holy shit.
Like, so Reese is like lasering. He gets shot in the shoulder and then he pulls out his blaster, turns, and sees them both hit the floor.
Yeah, they're both on the ground, smoking holes coming out of their chests.
We're good for now, but how's that lasering going?
Reese, I'll get right back to it. He's like still stunned and amazed. So he puts his blaster away and goes back to lasering the
pop. Levo puts his blaster away, like, well, you're worth the money.
kind of blaster do you have? I want one of those.
I would love after she shoots him, like, she snaps her fingers. That seems to be her thing. The snapping of the fingers.
Where is this coming from?
Or just, like, you know, you see the, like, the smoking holes in their bodies, and she just, like, looks at them and goes, smoking is bad for you. Like, smoking kills.
Oh, pretty shit. Cool.
So we go to back to him welding, and as his arm sort of moves in a half circle, we wipe clockwise in a circle.
Oh, you're getting creative with these wipes.
Getting good with his wipes, guys.
Regular George Lucas.
Look at me. So we cut to solitary, which we'll say there's like small grates in the tops and the sides. So. Barca.
I also wanted to say Commander Kern lied. It is terrible in solitary.
Oh.
Oh, is it?
It is awful.
No.
Really?
No beds.
Such a surprise. Nice.
There may be like an elevated slab raised from the floor.
Yeah, to keep you out of your own filth.
Yeah.
So Bosch and Barca are in adjoining cells.
Barca, can you hear me?
So gross, Bosch.
I know.
It is so gross.
I'm smelling smells I had no idea I would ever smell. I don't know what to call them.
The previous occupants, they obviously had no turnover service.
Barca still thinks he's up the hill.
Barca, do you mean turn down service? Turnovers are little pies.
I don't know why that broke me.
Bosch, you're just so smart. Yes, I mean turn down service. I'm sorry. The smells are just getting to me.
And as you say that, you hear the clatter of stormtrooper armor.
Oh my god!
You hear it get close, right nearby, and you hear another cell door open, and you hear. Get in there! And you hear someone be shoved and the cell door closed.
Hello?
Hello?
You guys be quiet in there!
And you hear the stormtroopers walk off. Eventually their footsteps fade into silence.
Hello?
The Imperial Inquisitor's coming for you, I see.
Saw! How do you know that?
I heard that. The Commandant mentioned it. I thought I'd get myself locked in solitary just to have a word with you.
What? The Inquisitor's coming for us? What's so special about us?
Yeah, why?
It seems they have a strong interest in you, Bosch Trebia. Do you know what an Imperial Inquisitor is?
I mean, in a general sense?
They hunt Jedi!
This is mistaken identity! I've been claiming this all day!
The Jedi have been gone for years. How can I be a Jedi? I'm not a Jedi.
Exactly.
Why would I be a Jedi?
Exactly! Like, what are they... This is just a distraction for what they really want.
The Empire makes many mistakes. Trust me. But they don't make a mistake about what they want. I knew a Jedi once. They're strong. They're powerful. But their kind are gone. Yet I've heard rumors of these Inquisitors. They hunt those who could be Jedi.
I don't mean to be rude, Bosch, but strong and...
Hey!
That doesn't sound like us. We are just plain people. Like, I know, Bosch, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Your abs are amazing.
Thank you.
But I wouldn't characterize us as strong.
Listen, strength is found in the most unusual places. I was just a kid when this fight started for me. My sister was just a child when we started fighting. Strength will come from anyone. All it takes is the courage to fight.
I don't know if I have... This stinks.
I'm going to be completely... Like, I'm not saying... I'm going to be completely honest right now. It seems like they're interested in your friend, and not you. I hate to break it to you.
What? No, I come from a good family, a disowned family, but a good family.
Mark and I are a package deal.
Thank you, Bosch.
As far as the Empire is concerned, it seems like they're only interested in you, Bosch Trebia.
You keep saying my full name every time you address me. Like you're having trouble remembering it or something.
Fine, I'll just say Bosch.
Okay, thanks. Didn't mean to make it weird. Do you need a lozenge?
No, I'm fine. Why do you ask?
No reason.
Do you have a lozenge in there?
Oh, God, no.
I thought so.
Searched us very thoroughly.
Kids. You are kids. I'm going to be straightforward.
I mean, we're not.
I'm getting out of here.
Age. You're getting out of
here? I'm getting out of here.
How are you? How?
Well, if I know my people, my best men are on this. And they're breaking us out right now! And we cut to
Tal and Erdine on the ship working on the bomb.
The laugh swipe.
Yep.
So what I gotta I'll hit this button when it's time, and you hit that button. Oh God, how are we gonna get it off the ship?
Oh God, I don't know. And Tal, we sort of pull back from Tal's face, and we see that he's crocheting a little hat for the bomb. And
what are you doing?
We're setting up the bomb.
Why are you crocheting a little hat for the bomb? The bomb's gonna explode. The bomb's gonna be gone. It's not gonna have a head to have a head on. It doesn't even have a head now. Honestly, probably has more of a head than you, Tal. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
I'm just frustrated.
No, it's okay. Everyone needs a hat.
Do they? Listen, we need to find a way to get this ball off the ship. This ship's the only way out of here.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can't blow up the ship. That's a bad diversion, blowing up the getaway vehicle.
Yeah.
We're
going to have to sneak off the ship and plant this bomb somewhere.
Okay, I'll put on a disguise, like a coat.
Did you bring a coat?
I'm sure we can find a coat somewhere on the ship.
So these two start walking, like, looking about the ship. They probably go to Adria's bedroom.
Are these guys doing like, do they have a pit later? I hope they are.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I would watch 30, 45 minutes of that easy for $5 to $10.
So I'm assuming she has like a wardrobe with coats or something, or like what?
Yeah, she's definitely got like a wardrobe that you pull open. There's floor to ceiling mirrors in her boudoir.
Oh man!
Yeah, bunch of just gorgeous coats. All of them like with a clear waist, though. I'd say they're pretty gendered. Mm-hmm. Like you have to cinch them at the waist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a boost. Busting open closet.
Well, and Tal is a pretty big guy, so none of whatever he wears is not going to be the same afterwards. So. But, you know. Awesome. So, yes, the Twi'lek decides a coat is a good costume.
Not even
your... Erdan is just standing in the doorway, just like holding his head in his hands. He's holding his head in his hands.
Is knitting hats, but instead of using any of them for a disguise, he goes for a random coat.
So I'm assuming Tal grabs a coat. What does the coat look like?
Okay, so the coat that Tal grabs, I mean, like, have you seen, Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's like a cross between, so it's like that, but it's a duster.
Okay.
So it's a bright duster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah. Yep.
Definitely. I'm going to say Abednego have, like, no color vision, so he just thinks it's, like, a gray mottled coat. It's like, oh, you have a coat? Good, let's go.
Okay.
How do we make it out alive?
I don't think we do.
Okay.
So Tal and Erdan try sneaking off the ship.
See a heroic sacrifice.
I think you're right.
So Erdan scoops up the bomb and he struggles for a little while, trying to scoop it up with one arm. And he eventually does. And then so you guys sneak down the landing ramp. Make a stealth check. We'll say it's going to be difficulty 3 against 2 green and 1 yellow. Do you want to? I'll leave it to Bosch if he wants to use the light side point to upgrade one of those.
No.
Okay.
We can always get caught again and sheepishly slink back onto the ship. And
oh, that is a complete wash.
Yeah.
So these two sneak off. They hurry off the ship and they keep walking. And they're, like, running towards the TIE fighters. When one stormtrooper who's walking, like, seems to, like, notice, like, his eyes caught by the coat. And he looks over. And he's like, huh.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoy listening, please rate us on iTunes, and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. Adrius Bingo is played by Carolyn Cox. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name I'm T Dubs. Tumusk is played by John Barcello, who also can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is made by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.